This is My Health Matters, a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE, reaching out to our mountain neighbors with essential health information.
My name is Chuck McGowan, and I am a partnership specialist for the United States Census Bureau.
We welcome Mr. McGowan back to talk with us again today. He was on the program yesterday, and we talked a bit about the census to get things started and have even more for you today. This particular census, of course, you've got the ability to do it more so online, and probably more folks are online than have ever been before. Is that affecting things? Has that been good for you, bad for you? What do you think?
That has been a really good thing. For the first time ever, people have the option of going online. They can also call. You know, some folks may still want to do that old school method of using the paper copy, and they can do that as well. You know, we're in 2020, so we should be doing things online. But that has had a huge impact of allowing people to do that. So certainly we've worked hard to try and build trust that we've put the right work into making sure it's safe. And we absolutely believe that it is. So people going online has had a huge impact. It's also had an impact out here in Western North Carolina when we see a lot of the areas, especially in Yancey and Mitchell, some of the tracts that we're dealing with have under 50% of the houses have access to broadband internet. So things like that are great nationwide for getting self-response. But if you go to an area where you can't put boots on the ground and folks maybe are not using computers as much because they don't have access to internet, then that certainly makes for challenges. And then, quite honestly, makes it so that platforms and medias like this, where we can get on a radio program, it is absolutely invaluable.
It's a good way to let folks know that maybe don't do as much with the internet. What is going on, and that it's really something that's very important, because each one person, it makes a big difference overall when you look at that money, and we need everything we can get to help the community. You know, it just comes back to us. So folks really should do their best to get it filled out. I guess Western North Carolina, is this area running behind most of the rest of the state, or are we ahead of the rest of the state? Are they having trouble everywhere getting folks signed up, or what's it like across, say, all of North Carolina?
If you look at kind of a map of North Carolina, the counties, and they're color-coded right now, and the colors change as counties get better. So right now, kind of blue is the color you want to be. Well, if you look at the map, certainly the central counties have all turned blue. They've all gotten to that 50 and 60% mark. There's a county that's about to hit 70% self-response. But when you hit the western part of the state, and again, for the same reasons that you would see in the eastern part, those beach counties, you know, we're all struggling, and we think, again, it has to do with second homes, P.O. boxes that we just have a lot more of. A lot of times, the good thing is that we will see an adjustment at the end of the census. So right now, a house that is unoccupied, that may be a second home, we kind of don't really know yet that it's unoccupied. We will figure out through the process of sending mail, no response, and then ultimately sending a person to their house as an enumerator, that house is unoccupied. So you will see an adjustment in the numbers at the end. But right now, if you look at Western North Carolina, we look pretty low. We've got a couple counties that are a little bit bigger, a little bit less rural, that are seeing some better numbers. But for the most part, the smaller counties in Western North Carolina are in the bottom 50%.
I would think something that you've already mentioned, the security is good and everything's fine on that. But I think that's something that probably we should say. I'm sure there's a lot of folks that got that and looked at that and would think, I'm not going to tell the government nothing about me or what I'm doing or whatever. And you really, if you do that, the government, it's not going to be used against anybody, but it really makes a big difference. You really need to seek it out and make sure that you filled it out.
Yes, sir, that's correct. And, you know, confidentiality is certainly a big thing for folks these days. You know, and it is the United States law, Title 13, that we cannot give out any of this information to any other government entities or any other person for 72 years. Every census employee is sworn for life to that, and the consequences of giving out information are pretty extreme. Talk 5 years in prison, $250,000. So we take the confidentiality part as serious as we do any other aspect of the census. And we want people to feel safe as they go, whether it's online or filling out the paper copy. But we certainly know that there's communities out there that are nervous about doing that. And that's why part of our job is to find those trusted voices, those trusted faces, and bring them in as a partner, and hopefully get them to kind of speak to their own communities and get them to trust the process so they can bring these dollars back to the community.
So as we've moved on forward, we're in, of course, phase two in North Carolina now and waiting to see what the governor's going to do next. Have you got people working?
So we are in the process right now of hiring the people that will become our enumerators, our door knockers. And, you know, we spent a lot of time recruiting them, recruited over 18,000 people across western North Carolina to go out there and knock on doors. And of course, we need more people here because, again, back to that geography, it just takes so much time to get just a few houses. So we expect to have people over this summer that are going to be in the area. We're still kind of have our own phased approach. Folks in my position were just allowed to kind of start hitting the field this week on a limited basis. But we expect by mid to late summer, you will see those folks back out there, hopefully helping with reminders, potentially helping you complete the census on the spot. And then at some point in August, you can expect, if you haven't had an opportunity to do the census, someone's going to come knock on your door and help you do it.
So if folks want more information, give us the contact information once again. Give us the website. So if somebody's listening right now and they think this is the moment, I've got a cup of coffee in my hand, I'm going to do it, what do they need to do?
They can go to www.my2020census.gov. And they can just click the respond. And the important thing is they do not need any of the information that's been sent in the mail. They do not need a unique ID. It's great if they have it, but if they don't have it, they can still click respond. And 10 minutes later, they're going to be enjoying their lives in western North Carolina because their census will be complete.
Okay, well, that's great. Well, thank you for taking a few minutes to update us on it and let us know what's going on. And as you start getting more folks into the community, and if it gets later in the year, you need to come back, let me know, and we'll talk again.
That'd be awesome, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our guest both yesterday and today was Chuck McGowan, who's a partnership specialist with the U.S. Census Bureau. He's over our area of western North Carolina. Now, this was a two-part conversation. If you did not get to hear yesterday's conversation or would like to hear this one again or perhaps would like to share it with a friend that has questions about the census, just remember to go to our website and go to where it says Community Close-Up, and you'll see My Health Matters Census Information 2020, number one and number two. And that's the programs, and you can check them out from there. Again, thank you to Chuck McGowan of the U.S. Census Bureau, and thank you for listening.
My Health Matters is a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE. For more information, please visit our website, searchwnc.org.